Live. We're launching into hour number one of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. So, to start things out here tonight, let's talk about piracy, Mark. Now, Michael Moore's Sicko, not a movie I would recommend, not that I've seen it or anything, but I don't really need to see much more than what I've seen. I've seen one segment of it. It was a segment where Michael Moore is lauding socialism and then walks up and touches himself in front of a statue of Karl Marx or whatever it was that he's doing. Anyway, he's obviously, we've always known he's a socialist, but now it's confirmed.
Right, well, he went ahead and said it.
Yeah.
Or pretty much.
Pretty much. And so I'm not recommending Sicko, but I am going to use it as an example. This from CNET. Attorney Nancy Prager sees only thievery in file sharing. Don't even try to suggest anything otherwise to her. Director Michael Moore's Sicko is coming off a glittering debut weekend at the box office. This despite the documentary's availability on the web for the past 2 weeks. Distributed widely over the internet by file sharers who violate copyright law. Now, Prager is a Washington, D.C.-based copyright attorney, and when she was asked whether those who downloaded the movie could have possibly helped ticket sales by spurring word-of-mouth sales. No, 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 no. Prager seethed. This is depressing. We're not seeing a rise in the peer-to-peer influence market. Anything positive they may bring is instantly canceled. These guys aren't just spreading their opinions, they're spreading the actual movies. Ever since Sicko first appeared on the web...
Did she give any facts as to why that's not true?
Wait, as to why what's
not
true?
Well, she denied that people that were doing file sharing were helping the sales of the movie.
That's right, she did deny
that.
And
then gave no facts to back that up. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
She said something
about them being bad people.
Right. She basically said that it cancels it out. She says that because they're spreading the movies, in her words, that it negates the fact that they're talking about the movies as well.
I see. So some people would get a positive vibe about the movie by hearing about it, but then some people would just as likely get the positive vibe and not go see the movie because...
That's her claim.
Okay.
That's what she would say. I, of course,
I just
agree.
I just want to argue properly, and I didn't hear that the first time.
Many people have pointed out, and I think rightfully so, that a lot of people who engage in piracy, are of the younger set. They may not be able to. They may not have ever gone out to see the movie anyway, and they may have been inspired to go see the film in theaters by being able to download it first, to sample it, if you will, to decide whether or not it was worth. I mean, these days, movies aren't cheap. We just went and saw a matinee for $6.50, and that's here in little old Keene. New York City, it's like $10.
If she says that it cancels it out, then essentially what she's saying is that file sharing's innocuous. If some people are spurred to go see the movie by, seeing something on the internet, and some people are, would not go see the movie because they've already seen it, then
that's an interesting point.
That just says that file sharing is innocuous. Why are you wasting your time?
And if that's what she's saying, then, that's interesting that she didn't really attack it even more vehemently. Maybe that's because she's seen the numbers and she knows she's wrong about it even being innocuous. Let's go on. Ever since Sicko appeared on the web, CNETNews.com has tracked the film's presence online and asked whether file sharing depresses ticket sales. Some of the file sharing community hold that pirates often stir interest on the web that migrates to the physical world in the form of ticket sales. Just think, for instance, Mark, when this movie broke on the internet, that made news.
Yeah, it did.
Sicko got more news coverage because of the fact that the pirates had it in their hot little hands 2 weeks before the release date.
If it was ever going to get any news coverage anyway.
It would have. I mean, it's Michael Moore. The media likes to lavish him with coverage.
Perhaps.
But the response from Hollywood Studios is largely, "We don't need thieves to help us market our films." Online piracy is apparently becoming a priority to Hollywood as the transferring of large digital files becomes less time-consuming and the quality of viewing improves, and that's going to continue. Already billions of dollars are lost to illegal file sharing every year, and the losses are certain to grow, according to the U.S. movie studios. So what can be learned from the Sicko controversy? Well, it's believed that tens of thousands of copies of Moore's documentary about the healthcare industry were downloaded without authorization during the past 2 weeks. The movie's also gone up on YouTube and Google Video and was viewed by thousands before being removed. As the movie played on theater screens across the country this weekend, the film returned to Google Video and was watched more than 2,000 times. Nonetheless, the movie opened in 441 theaters on Friday and earned an estimated $4.5 million for the weekend alone.
It only got seen 2,000 times? Is that what you just said on Google Video?
It was uploaded to Google Video and was watched more than 2,000 times after this weekend, and inevitably Google Video will remove the video. So it was watched that many times before Google got to it and plucked it off the site.
Just 2,000 is just nothing.
No, it's nothing. But 4.5 million is nothing to shake a stick at, especially when it comes to a documentary.
I would agree.
Most documentaries would be happy to break into the millions, let alone make 4.5 million on their first weekend. But that doesn't really effectively put it into perspective, and they do it very well here in a moment. Now, $4.5 million was good enough for ninth place at the box office. Pixar's Ratatouille, I'm not sure you pronounce that.
Yeah, I've seen the ads, but I don't know how to pronounce it either.
Was number one with an estimated $47.2 million haul. Now, what's encouraging for Sicko's producers, the Weinstein Company, is that while the movie opened on relatively few screens, there are 441 screens, it averaged $10,204 per theater, according to the story in The Hollywood Reporter. The industry publication reported that only one other movie this weekend topped Sicko's per theater average, which was Ratatouille. Or ratatouille, some French word, with $11,987. So when you look at the per theater take, Sicko kicked some butt.
Yeah, sure did.
I mean, now Ratatouille was opening in probably several thousand theaters.
Right.
Major release films like that usually get 2,000 to 3,000 theaters on their initial release. And so for a little documentary to have that kind of money coming in is tremendous. And there's obviously no way to compare what it did in reality to what it would have done in theory had the movie never leaked out to the internet. We'll never know for sure. But I'd be interested to see like some comparisons between let's just look at Michael Moore's movies, right? Let's look at Roger and Me. Let's look at the other movies he's come out with, Bowling for Columbine. Let's make sure that inflation is adjusted for. And then let's determine, you know, I mean, obviously he's been getting more popular over time, or at least that's a presumption I'm making. I don't know if it's obvious. But presumably he's been getting a little bit more popular over time. I think those would be some interesting numbers to break down as well, because that seems like a tremendous amount of money for a documentary. I've seen documentaries as far as their box office takes before. Nothing. They get nothing.
Right.
No one goes to see them. No one's interested in them.
They might watch them on PBS later, but that's about as far as a documentary can hope to go, generally.
Right. So if Moore's film has been harmed by file sharing, the damage is hard to find. File sharing, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, has been going on for years now, and yet the movie industry continues to see record profits and revenues. Clearly, file sharing is not killing the movie industry. Far from it. After a slump in 2005, Hollywood saw revenue grow 11% to $25.8 billion last year, according to the MPAA, which is their trade group. Could file sharing have played any kind of role in the growth? File sharers often argue they're among the first to tell friends about a good movie. They say this stimulates interest in people who don't share files. On the surface, at least, this is the kind of buzz building that movie marketers are trying to ignite. And I've admitted on the air before, Mark, it's not a movie, but Penn & Teller's BS. Great cable television show. I don't have cable. I'm not interested in having cable. I don't want satellite television.
Right, some huge package.
I don't need all those channels. I don't watch television. But I do watch BS. And I'm not going to wait a year and a half for the current season that's about to come out, or the season that just came out, to actually come out on DVD. I want to watch it when it comes out so I can talk about it and be excited about it. Talk about it on my radio show, for instance.
I think it's pronounced Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. And some of those features include the bulletin board system. We've got about 250,000 posts there. There are over 1,500 people interacting. Lots to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Com. And pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. The Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington, not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all of the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That's readpi.com. Talking about sicko, well, not specifically sicko, but the general concept of file sharing, the article that I'm sharing from ZDNet.com, it's a division of CNET, is pointing out that the Michael Moore movie Sicko hit the web a full 2 weeks in advance of its actual official release date. And the question is, and it has always been, is does internet piracy of movies and music contribute to, detract from, or do nothing to the sales of tickets for those movies or the sales of albums? And the amount of money that Sicko pulled in on its first weekend is tremendous for a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll continue analyzing that, but we're going to the phones first here to talk to, it is William in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live, William. William in Minnesota, did he just hang up? William's gone.
Remarkably like a...
He's gone. 800-259-9231. So
now I think that it seems like when it comes to music, you can listen to the song in its entirety and bring it along with you and do pretty much anything you would do with a song with one that you downloaded legally off the internet.
Okay.
When it comes to movies that you get illegally off the internet, then you have to watch them, I guess, at the very most, your full-size computer screen, so, you know, the size of a small television.
And, for most people, that's how they would do it, yes.
And, you know, so it's not really the movie experience. I mean, did video sales? I mean, I guess some people probably just say, hey, I'll wait to catch it on video. But I don't know if those people would have gone to the movie theaters in the first place anyway. I don't know.
You mean the downloaders?
I'm just wondering. No, people. I'm just trying to figure out whether or not downloaders are hurting the movie industry. And I don't think they hurt them as much because it's not the same experience. I can have exactly the same experience from stolen or, you know, downloaded music, but I can't have the exact same experience in watching the movie.
You're right about that. File sharers often argue they're among the first to tell friends about a good movie. They say it stimulates interest in people that don't share files. On the surface, it seems that this is the kind of buzz building that movie marketers are trying to ignite. In a May 2005 report on movie marketing by the London School of Economics and Political Science, researcher David Lane found the secret to stimulating ticket sales, quote, is less about the film itself than about the success of pre-publicity and word-of-mouth recommendations. Lane found that marketing techniques had changed in Hollywood in the past two decades, and that what mattered most was, quote, to get people talking about the film, creating pre-release interest, and then to sell tickets fast. When Moore's documentary surfaced on the web, it generated a host of news stories that served as free advertising. But there's no way to determine how many people learned about the movie from someone who downloaded a pirated copy. What doesn't help support the premise that file sharing helped give Sicko a shot in the arm was that the movie drew mostly older audiences, according to published reports. Most file sharers are thought to be of college age. Though, I mean, how can you tell? How can you know who file sharers are? Anybody can be a file sharer. When I was younger and I was a teenager and sort of into, you know, into computers, computer geek kind of teenager, I knew of this guy who was in his 40s who was one of the main players in a piracy group. So he broke, you know, the stereotype.
The people that I know that share movies online, the ones that I've ever talked to, have all been sort of college age.
Okay. As Michael Moore, or rather a Michael Moore film, is going to be in the headlines no matter what it's about, said Gary Stein, executive at Ammo Marketing and Advertising Firm. The news hounds were ready for a sicko story, and this one happened to be among the first to come out. You have to remember, these aren't people that wake up in the morning and say to themselves, how am I going to get people to see this movie? They get off on watching a movie for free. Well, okay. That may be the case when it comes to downloaders. He's talking about downloaders, not the journalists.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's a significant segment of them out there that are doing it to get a taste of the movie, to determine whether or not it's worth their while. How awful is it when you go to the movie theater, plunk down $8, and then walk out disappointed? How bad is that? Nobody wants to throw their money down a hole. People want to be, they want to be sure what they're getting is a quality product, and sometimes you can't tell by the trailers.
Well, I would think that a lot of people don't a lot of people that watch the movie online probably don't go to the movie theaters. They've already experienced, they've already gotten some taste of it, and it doesn't seem like they would want to go to the movie theater. Some of them probably do, but probably not most of them. But I would think that they do create the buzz that gets other people to go.
Well, right. If it's a good movie and they liked it, they're going to tell their friends. And the fact is, the movie, the people that are in the involved in downloading are a very small segment of the potential movie-going population.
Oh, yeah. Right now, that's true.
Right now, it's true. Maybe that could change in the future. You're suggesting that as the Internet gets faster and file sizes are easier to transfer over data, then it might expand. You're saying it more people will engage in this practice.
Yeah, I just don't know how to do it and have no desire to learn. So there's... It has to be easier to do.
Right. Well, and it does...
And I would pay for a movie, likely pay for some movie to see it online, some amount of money. So, likely somebody could make money by just putting them online and selling them.
Well, it does go back to, the fact that you, as you pointed out, the movies that are released on the Internet are not the same quality as the theater movies, not just because it's not on a big screen, but because that it's difficult for the pirates to get their hands on what they call screeners in advance.
Mm-hmm.
A screener is a copy of the film that is sent out to reviewers so they can watch the movie and print their review and all that. And the screeners tend to have identifying codes and marks on them, that sort of thing, like a number at the bottom of the screen.
So they different. Can know who...
Right. So they would be able to trace it. Mm-hmm. So you'll usually see those blurred out if they get their hands on a screener copy of the film.
I see.
But usually they're recorded via cam method. They set up a camera literally on a tripod in, or somebody holds it surreptitiously in the studio, or not the studio, but the theater, and they record the film that way. And that inevitably is awful. As far as quality is concerned, parts of the picture are cut off. It's just not as...
I can't imagine anybody really enjoying that.
It's not as crisp and clean. You don't get surround sound. So, there's all kinds of reasons why it's better presented in the movie theater. And if you're a serious movie fan, then it's just unacceptable to watch a pirated version of the film. Now, when it comes to DVD, then they can just take the DVD and rip a DVD quality copy of that. Then it's a different world. Then you're looking at more of like the music release situation, mm-hmm. where they've got an exact replica of the finished product in their hands. But nonetheless, even the point still remains that even if the pirates could get an exact replica of the movie out as they do with the music, it still wouldn't necessarily take a hit on their earnings, because there's something to be said about going and actually buying the DVD for yourself. There's something really tangible that people like about having that CD in their hands.
Well, you can't say that album sales aren't down.
1-800-259-9231. What I can say is this is reality, and it's not going away anytime soon. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, we give them away. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. That's Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231 to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Patrick in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live, Patrick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, first a quick comment about movies. The last time I went out to a movie, movies were $8.75 a piece, which, if you take a date, you've paid more than you would for a DVD copy.
Yeah, and that's if you don't buy popcorn and
exactly.
Drinks and all the other stuff.
Yeah, and I've been burned on some pretty rotten movies lately, so a lot of people are using the web, I think, to sort of try before you buy.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing worse than getting into and seeing a bad movie. It's really a frustrating experience. I know that it must be more difficult on Hollywood right now to put out better movies. People are becoming more discerning because they have just so many movies to choose from. Every old movie that was ever made, they can get their movies in a couple of days' time. They can download things off the internet. I know that the public's more discerning, and that's got to be more difficult on Hollywood, but tough cookies.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Mark. I think they're upset because they're going to have to start putting out better product. Because if people start, if this catches on and people start using the internet to sample their films, then, you know, the real bad movies aren't going to even stand a chance. I mean, they already have a tough enough time turning a crapping movie into making any money whatsoever. You're going to have to start putting out better product, and I think they're upset about that. I think that, you know, they feel like their business model is being threatened, and it may very well be. But if you can't roll with the changes, then you're destined to choke.
Right. That's something that they're not quite getting about this, is business models do change, and there's
right.
nothing in this world that you can keep static, whether it's the ozone layer or the movie industry.
Things
are going to change. Don't you think that the farriers probably hated the idea of the automobile? That's
yeah.
a farrier, just in case you wonder, a farrier is a person who nails horseshoes on horses' hooves.
Just keeping it in the same industry, I'm sure that the movie theaters are very upset about home theater. I bet they're outraged about the fact that you know, people can go and they can buy a plasma screen or a DLP set or some sort of HDTV iteration for $1,000
Probably
now.
Doesn't hurt.
Get a nice subwoofer and speaker system and sound processor in there for, you know, under $1,000 You can have a nice little home theater set up for a couple $1,000 And then, I mean, then you're rivaling the theater. Yeah, it's not going to be as big of a screen, but it's pretty darn big, and you can sit closer to it. So you can effectively make it fill your vision as much as a movie screen does. And the sound is comes darn close. If you're in a smallish room, a 10-inch subwoofer can really knock the bass out. So, I mean, I'm sure they're very upset about that, too. But, hey, that's reality.
Yeah, and before I go to a movie at all today, I'll check out reviews online and see what, you know, real people have posted about it before, you know, go in and actually spend the money on it. But what I really wanted to call about was a couple of weeks ago you guys were talking about legal tender and how people are forced by law to take U.S. dollars as payment.
Yes. You don't have to force them very much.
Well, that's true unless you're the government. It turns out I've had a couple of instances lately where the government refused to take cash, their own
what?
Dollars. Yes.
Why?
Well, the first one, and maybe Mark would know about this, but went to go bail a friend out of jail, and cash is not accepted.
They don't
really?
Accept cash? Really? I don't know that.
Yeah, that's unusual. I would think that would differ by the county that you're in, because I'm pretty sure they take cash down in Sarasota. I bailed someone out.
Okay. Well, they require money orders at two different counties, the two biggest counties in the state here. And it turns out the other location
wow.
was I was down at the county courthouse trying to...
I wonder why they don't accept cash there. Do you think it's because the police are stealing it? I'm just wondering.
It's a valid concern.
What could be what could possibly be the reason why they don't accept cash?
I couldn't think of one except they like to make you
jump through hoops,
and they
That's
want your family to wait an hour to pick you up while they go run around town buying money orders and coming back.
Right, because a lot of money order places aren't open at night, for instance,
right.
So you can't bail your pal out at midnight. You have to wait till the next day, that sort of thing. So it's
gotcha.
Maybe a control thing. You were going to say about the courthouse?
Yes, I went down to the courthouse to pay a filing fee, and it's one of these things where the Secretary of State and the capital gets part of the fee, and the local county government gets the other. And
okay.
You have to write two separate checks. They will not accept cash, which I thought was strange.
Yeah, I suppose you could say they aren't set up to take the cash. I don't know. I think you're right, though. I think it's the hoops issue.
Yeah. But, you know, if anyone else tried to not allow cash, they would be prosecuted.
That's a good point.
I doubt that they would be prosecuted. It's just, you know,
they could
likely,
be.
Likely some, no one would bring the case. People want cash badly enough that most of them are prepared to take it. So.
True.
Well, that's true. Also, I wanted to touch on immigration. You know, a couple of days ago, you had the really kind of virulent dog-eating.
Yeah, we had, as I described it, perhaps the most outrageous xenophobe
yeah.
of all time. I think that woman probably took that cake. Trish was her name, I believe.
Trish,
and
right.
She thought that immigrants were stealing people's dogs and eating them and spreading leprosy and living in a leper colony, which is, by the way, we didn't really trounce her on this one, but somebody had called in and made the leper colony point before, claiming there's a leper colony in Texas. It's totally untrue. There's no evidence of it whatsoever.
Right. You know, these people take
email.
All this kind of anecdotal evidence, whether it comes off of emails, whether it comes off of these crackpot sites that they
mm-hmm.
you know, frequent or whatever. These things just aren't true.
Yep. So right. What was your point?
Well, right after she called in, there was a man who called in, I believe from West Virginia.
Yeah.
And he was sort of along the same lines as her, and he happened to just make a side comment that he was not born in West Virginia. He moved there, and you guys sort of didn't pick up on that, but that makes him an immigrant. I think what he was trying to say was West Virginia is one of the poorer states in the nation, and he didn't want you to think he was some backwoods idiot that he has reasons for hating immigrants. But, you know, the point is he moved from some other state. I forgot where he was from, you know, California or the Northeast, and he moved to West Virginia. And
That point is completely lost on the anti-immigrant folks. As far as they're concerned, they have this, and one guy called in and said it, they have this birthright. They were born Americans, and therefore they're born better somehow. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're an immigrant from New York to Florida or whatever. All that's fine and dandy. They're allowed to move from
one
place.
Well, he would claim he did it legally, and they're doing it illegally. And be sure to make it really loud as though he were typing it in all caps. Illegal! Did you ever notice that? Whenever you get an email about illegal immigrants, they always put the illegal in all caps because it makes it more important that way, drawing your attention to it.
Right. Well, isn't he being unfair to those who waited in their turn in line and filled out paperwork from another country that may have wanted to move to West Virginia, and he just jumped right ahead of them and moved right there without having to fill out any hoops at all?
He wouldn't see it that way, of course.
No,
Patrick,
he wouldn't.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Anything that favors them is obviously fair to them. 1-800-259-9231. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be able to travel from state to state. Please, you should be able to do that. But really, what's the difference between, how about this? What's the difference between moving from Virginia to West Virginia versus moving from Laredo, Texas, across the border to whatever the heck's over in Mexico? What's the damn difference? It's just a line on a map.
Yeah. Well, birthright, like I said.
Let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Johnson, what's on your mind?
Hey, it was just interesting to hear you guys talking about the movie situation, because I was just in a conversation about this the other day, how I'm a little irritated that the prices on the movies keep going up, the prices on the food in the movie theaters keeps going up.
There is inflation.
Well, oh yeah, I'm sure it's inflation that's made them rise their prices by like over 200% in the past 4 or 5 years. It's
housing's doubled in the past several years.
I don't think.
Well, you know, but the other thing that they're doing though is playing a half an hour of commercials before every movie and doing product placement in the movie.
Let me have you expound on that here in a moment. Hang on.
They're not getting much money for those ads for the movies, I can tell you.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. That is the number. You take control of the airwaves, and this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today!
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you. And Mark, join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. And also, if you want to help voluntarily support the show, then we'd like you to go and shop at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Lots of products, Free Talk Live branded merchandise, and we've even got some non-Free Talk Live branded merchandise, but an original design, the Free Marketeer logo. It's available in both a flag and a t-shirt format. A lot of people think it's pretty spiffy, so we're selling it. And our man Johnson designed it, who happens to be on the line right now. Johnson back in Connecticut. And again, store.freetalklive.com is the place to go. You're getting some of those products shipped out the door this week, aren't you, Johnson?
Actually, almost all of them are shipped out the door.
Excellent.
Already. So,
that's good to know.
And most people have their tracking numbers. If they check that, check their email boxes, they should have their they should know exactly where their stuff is, whether it's, at their door or on its way.
Did you send, just a quick personal question, did you send a tracking number to Julia?
No, I have not. Actually, I have not shipped your stuff yet.
Ah, okay.
Your stuff is not out the door.
We were so excited. We went to the mailbox today hoping to get our Free Talk Live merchandise, and it wasn't there.
I will get it out the door very, very soon. I'm sort of getting everybody else squared away first. The listeners are more important.
That is true. You're right. All right, so we were talking about movies, and you were pointing out or griping that the price of a movie ticket has doubled in the last 5 years. I don't know if that's true. I'd like to see some statistics on that. It seems like
I don't know if it's doubled. It's gone up a whole lot, in different areas of the country. And if you start extending it out to 10, 20 years, then you're definitely getting into it of doubling. I remember when going to a movie was below $5, and I'm not that old. So
I can remember when a loaf of bread was a buck, but it's almost double that now. So
yeah, but you're old. I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you. But but they're also, the other thing that they're doing is increasingly they're just making these obnoxiously long segments of advertising before every movie, and they're also putting product placement in movies. You would think that that would offset costs, but I think, Mark, you made a good point that they're not getting a lot of money for these ads. And my comment on
no,
that
wait, wait,
would
wait,
be,
wait. He meant, when he said that, he meant the movie theater is
right,
getting
right,
a lot of money.
Right, the little projector ads that come before
right.
the movie.
Now,
you know?
The movie theater is going to get a little bit of cut. You know, the movie companies are going to send them these ads, and
right.
Some of them, and they're going to get a cut of that. And then they're going to try to sell them to local businesses.
You
got to
mention that the major chains are somehow doing something like AMC, Lowe's, you know, stuff like that, Sony, that they're running a series of ads, so they're selling them as a corporation, you know, as Sony Theaters, you know, is selling a huge, you know, it's not just local. I mean, I'm sure there are local ads. It's like radio, I'm sure, where you have your sort of, I guess, your syndicate ads. I mean, I guess in
yeah.
that case it would be Sony Theaters, and then each local theater has its own local ads.
Right, because
well,
there are ads that come along with a film reel that are motion picture ads that's relatively new. That's something that's developed within the last decade,
right.
if not the last
that's
5 or 6
thing
years.
That's really disgusting.
Like the 15-second Starbucks ad or the 15-second Coca-Cola ad or whatever that comes right before the previews.
And I think really ultimately what's going to happen, I really think that this is going to, that they're going to screw themselves out of the business because home theaters are getting better and better. But then the other thing is I think that, and I would love to see this happen, I think there needs to be some theater owners that start to pay the costs to bring back certain old movies
mm-hmm.
and to bring back the experience movie. In other words, movies where I think of stuff like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but also just the idea of drive-in theaters, the idea of a movie that is an experience, I think needs to come back. And I think that there are plenty of cult classics where that would actually or could actually be a popular activity again if
well, we've
it were
certainly,
allowed to happen.
I think it's a cool idea. We've certainly seen a handful of movies sort of remastered and re-released, like the original three Star Wars movies. Those were fairly successful, as I understand it, when they were re-released. There have been a handful of other ones that have done that, but not very many. You're right about
that. I
mean,
immediately I can just pull out movies. I think people would go out to see movies like the Godfather movies, the Star Wars movies, stuff like old horror flicks, like The Reanimator or Evil Dead, you know, people would go see stuff like that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
even, you know, older documentaries and things like that. I just know that there would be an audience for it. It's just, can you license an old movie like that, you know? Is the government going to get involved and stop theaters on this? You know, what's the sort
well,
of repercussions
that would seem to be,
there?
That would seem to be up to the movie company, and maybe they don't want to license those movies because they'd compete with their existing films. Maybe they're concerned about that.
I don't know.
Because you would think movie theater owners would have approached them on that sort of thing.
I don't know. You know, I really don't know what the deal is with that, or how they charge for that, or what the deal is. If any movie theater owners are out there listening, I'd love to know. It would be that'd be something that'd be great. I mean, what has happened to the drive-in theaters? Why have they all died?
Well, there's a reason for that, and I can understand it. Drive-ins are a wash if it's not dark enough. You can't make money at any other time during the day. If it rains, you're screwed. There are some concrete reasons why drive-ins lost to the
major
multiplexes.
But they used to work. Why don't they work anymore? You know, what happened?
Well, because
in other words, they
less,
used to be profitable.
There was less to do back then.
Right, and air conditioning and indoors is nice, plumbing, that sort of thing. It's just more convenient to go to a movie theater than it is a drive-in. Drive-ins are like a novelty now, more so than
right.
anything else.
Yeah. I do think product placement is, clearly product placement's working for in both television and movies. And I think kudos to General Motors for getting on the
Transformers
train.
Right.
Man, Transformers was a blockbuster. I mean, it just did great, and GM owned the whole thing. I didn't see one car in that whole movie that wasn't a GM product, whether
you shouldn't
it was the old Chevy or the...
On a personal note, Ian, let me ask, how did you like Transformers?
I thought it was good. I just saw
Live Free or Die the other night. I had the choice between Transformers, and I saw that Live Free or Die Hard had a much better rating so far, so I chose to see that, and it was quite good.
I caught Live Free or Die last week. It was very good. Not my favorite Die Hard, but it in the top three Die Hards for me.
Which was better, Transformer or Live Free or Die Hard?
Oh, man. They're both different kinds of movies. I like them both. I would say I like Transformers maybe a little bit better. Mm. But then again,
I'm
a fan.
Transformers, too, and I'm not a Transformers fan.
Right.
You're a Transformers fan, so that's really good because, you know, that's one of those things where it could have been just really bad because you're a fanboy of Transformers, you know?
I wouldn't qualify myself as a fanboy, but I do like the original Generation 1s. And I know
what did you just sell on eBay?
My Transformer collection.
Yeah, how many were there?
89 of them.
89 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, the person that bought it is trying to has escalated the sale to PayPal because a couple of them came in, I guess, broken, and they didn't I didn't know they were broken, or they broke during transit or something like that, and they're demanding $400 back from me because a handful of them and a fraction of them ended up broken, and so I offered to make good because I said, okay, well, 11 of them showed up broken. I had 89. That's 12%. I'll give you 12% back off the price of the sale. He said that's not good enough, and the guy's like a professional dealer, so I made it very clear. I said this was a child's collection. He says these are in poor condition. I said they're not in poor condition. They're in pretty good condition considering they were mine when I was a kid, and so basically my $1,000 is on hold at PayPal until they resolve the dispute.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right. I read your description on there that you said that you pretty much said that they're as is. You were very clear that it was a child's collection.
Yeah.
I would certainly hope that you'd be all right on that just because it was pretty clear as to what they were. You had photos. I mean,
right. So
that guy's just a
he's
jerk.
A jerk. So going into the movie Transformers, I totally understood this is not going to be a Generation 1 Transformers movie. They had to redesign the robots, and so I wasn't going in as a hater or a fanboy or anything like that.
I heard they still kept the voice, though, of Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime's voice was the same. They changed Megatron's voice, but Hugo Weaving did a fine job with the voices. One of my critiques would be that there wasn't enough screen time for the Decepticons. In fact, there was barely enough conversation with the Autobots. It was really a movie about the humans more so than anything else, and the Transformers were sort of the monsters in the movie, and of course there was the Autobots were the good guys, but there were too many humans in my opinion, and there was a lot of military worship going on as well, which Michael Bay, that's just a Michael Bay thing. He just loves to lavish military hardware.
Well, they had
slow motion shots.
They had to spend more time on humans in this one so that they can afford to spend more time on the Transformers in the next movie.
Yes,
because
I think you're right about
that. Those effects were expensive.
No, I think you're absolutely right about that, and I think that in the second movie we're probably going to see more interactions with the Decepticons. I'm predicting probably something like the Empire Strikes Back sort of thing, because one of the Decepticons made it out alive, basically. I wasn't going to spoil it for anybody, Mark. Anyway,
that's ruining the movie.
I don't know. Some people don't want to know these things in advance. You have to be careful.
Like I didn't hear that. So
right. Yeah, go see it. It's a lot of fun.
Good.
It's a funny movie. They've got some good humor in it. One of the government guys gets urinated on by one of the Transformers. That's fun, or oiled or whatever you want to call it. And the action's good. And it's a great time. Thanks for the call, Johnson. We appreciate it. Hour two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.